I'm Jim Freeman, Director of Marketing at Kelly Financial Services. Welcome to this week's installment of our radio highlight reel. For over 16 years, Kelly Financial has produced a radio show heard every Saturday morning on WRKO in Boston, 680 AM on the terrestrial dial, and now streaming everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Of course, you can always rewind the experience on our website, kellyfinancial.org, where you can listen to any show in its entirety. As always, it showcases eclectic guests, an engaging conversation, and a magazine-style format. So sit back and enjoy the ride. We are Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881.
So exam week is coming up next week. On Monday will be my first exam. And then from then on, I have 4 or 5 days straight of exams. I have been hitting the books, finishing term papers. It is extremely tiring, but after this week and next week, I will be done.
I know. I can't believe it, William.
Isn't that amazing? After I do that, then I'm pretty much all set.
So which exam are you most stressed about?
American Lit, definitely. The difficulty in American literature is there's no solid material to study. The issue is that compared to U.S. history or biology, there are notes. You know what the curriculum is. You know what you're supposed to be learning. So even if you have open-ended discussion or you know what's going on, when it comes to the test, you know exactly what's going to be on it. With American Lit, it is so open-ended, very open-ended questions and character IDs and quotation IDs where you have to read a quote and say which character it comes from are often pretty vague. And a lot of the character IDs are hard to connect with characters.
Most of our clients want to know the why behind moves that are being made within their accounts. That is why it is important to us as a firm that we partner with investment managers that share their forecast for the markets at home and abroad. We have a firm understanding of why investment changes are being made in the portfolio, and we can communicate that to our clients during our quarterly calls and annual review meetings. Our clients appreciate that level of transparent communication.
For instance, right now, most investment managers are responding to inflation and the other risk or dark storm cloud hanging over the market, Russia-Ukraine. We are in an environment where traditional, quote-unquote, safe haven assets really aren't working. Investment managers need to be nimble, and they need to react quickly to imbalances in the market. They've maintained their preference for stocks over bonds. They've generally cut exposure to technology, small caps, and emerging markets. On the fixed income side, most of the managers we work with have increased exposure to TIPS, and those are inflation-protected securities offered by the U.S. Treasury. Now, those offer potentially less downside as interest rates rise further.
Can you tell me the top benefits to employer-sponsored plans?
One of the first benefits is dollar-cost averaging. Every pay period, you are making a contribution into the plan, regardless of how the market is performing. This is huge because human emotion has a tendency to make us a little uneasy when the market is going down. Even though when the market is down, it is the best time to buy. Another benefit is in most cases, the contributions you make are matched up to a certain percentage by your employer. Let's say your employer matched 100% of the first 2% of your contribution. That means if you contribute $100 into your 401k, your company also contributes $100. That doubles your investment every pay period.
So Kelly, let's talk a bit more of some of the other things to consider as we live longer. Let's look at healthcare, more specifically Medicare and long-term care.
Take a second to reflect on your healthcare plan. Although working up to or even past the age of 65 would allow you to avoid a coverage gap between your working years and Medicare, that may not be an option for you. Even if it is when you retire, you will need to make some decisions about what kind of insurance coverage you may need to supplement your Medicare. So, for example, are there any medical needs you have that may require coverage in addition to Medicare? Did your parents or grandparents have any inherited medical conditions you might consider using a special savings plan to cover? These, among others, are the kinds of questions you should be raising with your financial professional so you can be sure you have enough money put aside for health care.
You need to find someone with William this weekend,
yeah,
near where you live, who grows food, like a CSA gardener. Okay. So you know the person who grows your food. That's phase one.
Okay.
Next will be in the fall. We'll make a small garden in your yard.
Okay.
And you're going back to Bailey Farm that way.
Okay, there it is.
We got your itinerary set.
I've got to find that bathtub that all the 10 of us use, John, in the one bathroom to really feel the Bailey Brook Farm love, right?
Well, I've got a few in Brockton you could take. You could borrow from some of the upstairs.
So life is good. Life can change. But you know what? I'm feeling better that after I spoke with you the other day, I got a call from the imaging center, and the man said, look, you pretty much that's all you have, a very tiny hernia. And all your valves are clogged in your heart. That's it.
That's right.
He said, I've never had anyone sound this relieved.
That's the attitude you got to have. It's like baseball, you see.
Yeah.
It plods along without any action, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
And then it kind of gets to an equilibrium again.
Sure.
That's what it's punctuated equilibrium. Not my term.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.